And last year, the flooding in southwest Iowa was really triggered by the bomb cyclone event during mid-March. We had a series of events that just came together over a few days. Temperatures were above freezing for 36 to 40 hours. Rainfall on top of an existing snowpack, so anywhere from 3 to 5 inches that was running off into the Missouri Basin within that 36-hour period. That bomb cyclone was the strongest low-pressure system that we've seen in 60 years, so the expectation is that we wouldn't see something like that again this year. Another thing that I look at is February was the snowiest February on record, and we have 132 years of snowfall records for the state. So the expectation now is, yes, there is an existing snowpack across the upper Midwest, but what we would like to see is the 40-20 rule as we move out of winter into early spring. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s, so you get gentle melt refreeze cycles and you're not just dumping all that water into the basins.